It is now 6:50 on this Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. So today, the Secretary of Homeland Security, John Kelly, announcing new global aviation security measures, including the use of canine sniffing dogs and heightened procedures for screening electronic devices. Kevin Malotta is with us, really one of the top international security experts in this country at erase.com. Kevin, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, what is it clear why they're moving now on putting these new rules in place?
Well, I think this all comes from some intelligence that was gathered in the Middle East. And going back, you may recall about a month and a half ago, they were talking about extending the laptop ban to additional flights. We already have a ban from certain locations overseas that can't put laptops on the airplanes coming into the U.S. And they had come up with some intelligence that led them to believe, from what I understand, that there was some new type of explosive or new capability of an explosive that could be put into a smaller device, such as a laptop, that could cause damage.
Now, you were telling me before we got on the air that you had recommendations, your firm had recommendations for DHS on this?
Well, we have sent recommendations to a variety of our clients and some in the aviation industry, and also I've shared them with my government counterparts about ramping up, like we were talking earlier about the use of canines. The use of canines that are capable of detecting explosives and the precursor chemistries that make explosives, to me that is a very logical way to ramp up security in the screening area.
Are they not being used now, you're saying?
Well, I mean, no, I've gone through airport security many, many times. I've never seen a dog in the screen.
Good point.
In fact, I commonly see the dogs in the customs area when you're coming in to make sure you're not bringing in plants and food and so forth from the wrong places or for narcotics. Yeah. But my point was the canines can become a great advantage for us to help select out individuals that need to be checked out more thoroughly. And they're not necessarily always going to have a positive hit, but that they pick up the scent of any of the chemistry vapors and so forth, that would be a great way to segregate populations that need to be reviewed a little more in depth.
That seems like such an obvious thing to do. How is it that doesn't just happen immediately?
Well, I think, number one, you have to have good quality trained dogs, and you need to ramp that up to get the right number of dogs available. Number two, I'm not sure all the airlines like the idea of canines sniffing their passengers and how passengers are going to react. But we have to come back to that square one question of how safe do you want to be? How safe does the American public want to be? Yeah. When they mentioned the idea of expanding the laptop ban, everybody went into seizures. I mean, there were people freaking out in all the different travel industry groups and corporations like, oh, no, we have to have our laptops. We have to do work on the airplanes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, because what they're talking about, in fact, is a reaction. Kevin Malotte, by the way, here on WILS, is a reaction. DHS is calling for enhanced screening of electronic devices. Is it clear what that really means?
Well, there's different types of screening equipment, and you may have remembered that they came out a while back saying you could leave your tablet in your bag. Now, I happen to have a tablet that's got a special battery pack, so my tablet has to be taken out and screened every time anyway. But a lot of the tablets people were leaving in their bags and just running right through the scanner, they may very well find out that they're going to have to take all electronic equipment out and have it scanned separately. When you have electronic equipment in a bag with other items, sometimes it's hard to see exactly what's going on with that device. And at the same point, if they're going to sniff and look for vapors and some of the other techniques to try to find explosives, it's got to be removed from the bag.
Yeah, sounds kind of like even slower security lines then.
That very much could be longer security lines.
Yeah, well.
And that's why we go back to that original thing, how safe do you want to be? On one hand, nobody wants to be inconvenienced and doesn't want to not have their laptop on the plane. On the other hand, everybody doesn't want anything happening to the plane they're on.
By the way, Kevin Malotte here on WILS. The other thing, Kevin, I wanted to point out is the DHS said today they want to have more thorough vetting of passengers. Any idea what that would mean?
Well, that was a real good one. I noticed that in my thing, and there's two things that jumped out. More thorough vetting of passengers, and then it said, if the airlines don't get it together on some of these measures, DHS may have to take other steps. So I think that's kind of like telling the airlines, you can get a better system of scanning going, and we're okay with that. But if you don't, we're going to somehow step in and make you do it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an interesting statement that was made by the secretary.
Yeah.
The enhanced vetting of passengers is probably going to be double-checking IDs, maybe looking at flight history, looking at where the person's coming from, where they're going to, more review, because the secretary said some of it will be seen, some of it will not be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be on the backside when you're buying tickets, and if you walk up and buy a ticket at the front counter, you may be reviewed differently than if you bought it on the web, you know, three months ago,
right,
and it's a regular trip that you take every month.
But you talk about the airlines doing security. Is it not, I thought DHS, doesn't DHS handle the general security when you're walking into an airport?
The DHS provides the guidelines that the airports have to meet, and then the airport itself can decide to have private security or bring in DHS personnel. So you'll see TSA agents at some airports and other airports, they have private security meeting the TSA guidelines. And the airlines have a tremendous influence on the airport authorities because they pay for the gates at the airports. So it's basically telling the airlines, get active with your airport authority and meet this level of security. And if you can't do that, then we'll probably have to mandate some provisions. Yeah. I think that's where they're going.
You do a lot of flying, Kevin. How would you compare TSA agents to the private security at the airports?
It's really dependent on the private security company. We run a real high-grade uniform division, and our equipment's better than most of our competitors and all that. And we charge more money for it, too, and we have better training. On the other hand, I've seen some private security companies where I really would not let them protect anything I own, let alone the airport. And at the same point with TSA, I've seen some very lax TSA agents, and I always put that on management. Mm-hmm. If you have really good supervisors and good managers from the TSA, then their people stand up and do well. And if they don't, they get fired. And on other locations, if you have weak management, you have a weak line force.
Yeah, I mean, to me, with a TSA agent, I mean, I want them to take their job seriously, but I don't want them to be overexcited about what they're doing. A lot of times, I think, you know, just relax and let us get through this, right?
One of the differences, Mike, is that I worked in government and the private sector both, is that in the private sector, our guys are trained to facilitate and accommodate commerce and facilitate and accommodate our clients. A lot of the government guys are thinking they're there to hold the line and to deny the client, if you will, being the flight passenger, to deny them flight capabilities if they don't see all eye to eye with the agents. And I'm not sure that the TSA fully gets it as a government entity, fully gets the idea they're supposed to facilitate commerce in all locations.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I go back to the managers and whoever's in charge of the unit at that particular airport and the way that they set the mission and the vision statement for their line workers.
Yeah.
But I know that we spend a lot of time with our guys on how to treat the customer and how to get the job done,
right,
which the job is get the customer through.
Get us through here, right. Hey, we're just trying to catch a flight. One last thing, Kevin, when you look at we really haven't had any airplane incidents in a long time now. Do we have a handle on things right now, do you think?
Well, I you know, it's one of those deals where it's good to be good and it's good to be lucky and it's real good to be lucky and good. And I personally think we've been lucky and good on apprehending terrorists that were going to carry out missions before they got them organized,
mm-hmm,
or stopping plots while they were in the early stage. But eventually, all they got to do is be good once, and we're going to see a terrible incident again.
Mm-hmm.
My point would be that they took down the Russian airliner coming out of Egypt, and it appears that they did it with one of these lightweight explosive devices. And then we've got several other airplanes that just went missing that we've never found. And so eventually, it's going to be into the U.S.
Mm.
And as we push them off the battlefield and we squeeze them out of Syria and Iraq, you can see right now
they're
really up in Asia, Southeast Asia. ISIL's been going real nuts lately, and they're reorganizing on a new battlefront in Asia. But it won't be long until they start getting over here and trying to do it again. We won't be 100%.
Kevin Mallott, find him at erase.com. Kevin Mallott on WILS. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Mike.
We're back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Good night.